damn close to what every other cable system does in terms of total bandwidth. On the Fios end, they get a little more because they don't have the losses that you experience in cable, but then it gets to be the limitation of how fast you can modulate that light.
Okay, if I was properly equipped, what kind, how many channels of high def 2K and 4K could I get on my Fios system today, and what am I likely to get a couple of years from now? Over to you, Eric, K2LAW.
Well, it all depends on how they reshuffle the HD and SDs, you know. Right now, every HD channel is duplicated in SD, so it takes up space. They have certain reserve channels. Oh, right now you can probably get something like, 250 or 300 channels, plus a whole lot of other services, and you get an equivalent amount on Cablevision, so, you know. They're pretty close to each other.
KB2IQN with a comment.
Go ahead, Chris.
Alright, let me just save you some time and let you know that the 4K thing really, for you, doesn't matter. And let me explain why that is. I have a friend that has a gaming machine that has a 4K display, and he boots up Linux with it, and it goes to grub, and he needs a magnifying glass to read it. And I'm not even kidding you, he needs a magnifying glass to read the little tiny print on the grub bootloader, you know, like the text that comes up because he's got a 4K display. And that's the level of detail that a 4K display is capable of. And I'm talking, he needs a magnifying glass even though he's really close to the laptop screen. So you get a lot of data and a massive amount of detail, but it's detail that for most of us, you know, we're not going to be able to see. KB2IQN.
All right, well, you're talking about text as opposed to composing an image.
If I was using a 70-inch wide screen, would that still be true, Chris?
I agree with you, Eric. We're talking about, you know, I was talking about a different thing than an image. So, yes, the 4K display will have more data, and on a large screen, once you blow it up, yes, you may be able to see the individual pixels, but it, I mean, I don't want to get into why I think, for someone of your age, Dad, you know, with someone with your kind of eyes, it's a wash, you know, you don't, I don't personally need that kind of level of detail. I mean, it's really neat to see a really large display that has an amazing refresh rate because you can see things that you wouldn't, it looks like they're really there, right? And it doesn't look grainy anymore. But sometimes the graininess, or let's say a black and white, the fact that all the information is not there lets your brain fill in for things that aren't there. And it makes things a little more interesting. So it's another kind of way of thinking about it. KB2IQN.
So let me ask you, would you rather go see a play? Would you rather see it in IMAX?
Good evening, and we'll talk to you next week. K2RW, K2J.
Very fine, Eric. Eric, I have one last...
Are you going into the Eastern... I love it, turn this down. Are you going into the Eastern Link at the moment? Alright, K2RW, K2J. All your major services are all... 1080i or 720p. So all your major services are 2K for your example. What the bit rate is may be different between Fios and cable because cable is a bit more conservative about their space. So they want to stuff as much as they can within their system. But all in all, they're fairly equal. Fios has been actually down-resing a lot of stuff, so they can make a little more room for their stuff. So they're banging against the walls of limitation, too, at the same time. But it's not a very major difference between the two. So I still like Fios a little bit better than Cablevision, but you know, they're both getting to be just as bad. KQ2J.
Next week, we'll pick it up. 73, Dick, Eric.
All right, Dick, 73, KQ2J.
You heard me, Eric, right? WS2N.
Yes, I did.
Very good. I almost set you up. I doubled with Dick. Okay, 73, guys. Have a good night.
Okay, Dwight.
Thank you for visiting the Long Island Mobile Amateur Radio Club repeater system, node number 9126 on the New England Reflector.
Link clear.
Auto connecting.
Node number 9126.
Welcome to the Long Island Mobile Amateur Radio Club repeater system, node number 9126 on the New England Reflector.
Link active.
30 W2VL repeater system. Tonight at 8:30, welcome to the W2VL repeater.